How do we find meaning in our work, no matter what the work is? And what stories live in our life history that made a difference and somehow makes us who we are today?
I'm Fred Hund. I'm a hospitalist, and I work at Rice Memorial Hospital in Wilmer.
For Dr. Fred Hund, Caris Health hospitalist and internal medicine physician, that story happened when he was a teenager.
I grew up on the Kansas side of Kansas City, and sort of a troubled home, but an upper class. I mean, I grew up in the Kansas City equivalent of Edina, if you know Edina in Minneapolis, you know, a wealthy suburb. And my grandmother said, you know, the home situation isn't really good. And so I get this offer from my grandmother via my mother saying, you know, your grandmother will send you away for a summer somewhere. And I said, well, I heard this about this thing in Colorado.
I'm Richard Schooley, and this is My Why, a podcast about what gives our lives meaning. Today's conversation is with Dr. Fred Hund. Now, before our call, I sent Dr. Hund a few questions to consider and reflect on, and he sent me back an article called Guiding that he had written for the Annals of Internal Medicine. Here's an excerpt. He says, I went to medical school in New York, but some of the most important things about being a doctor I learned before that at the Telluride Mountaineering Guide School. Now 30-some years as an MD, I often think this was some of the most valuable training. He goes on, even if you hadn't slept well, you got up early in the dark to go to the summit and down before the snow got soft and melting ice caused rockfall. You learned pain, cold, exhaustion, and to ask more of yourself, and that you really can do so much more than you think. You were cold, hungry, tired, but a storm was coming, and you better keep moving. You took a step up, another step, and another step up. Now at 3 a.m., I can take one more admission from the ER. You can imagine with an intro like that, that I was looking forward to my conversation with Dr. Hund. Here it is. Hello, is this Dr. Hund?
This is.
Dr. Hund, Richard Schooley, how are you?
I'm just fine, but only my dad, when he was in Germany, had it pronounced Hund.
Is that right? I had no idea.
Yeah, my dad immigrated from, actually, I was born with dual citizenship, so
you were.
My dad was that reason an immigrant, but in America here it's Hund.
It is Hund, okay. Well, Dr. Hund, it's good to talk with you. Say, listen, I've been looking forward to this phone call.
Sure.
And thank you so much for sending me the materials that you sent already.
Sure.
But
okay.
I think rather than jumping into the guiding story, which is where I want to go, I want to back up and just wonder with you about how you did decide that medicine was your path. Tell me about that.
Well, the phrase that I used that actually comes from my wife, who's also a physician.
Mm.
Her father was a professor at the university, and she was observing a difference between ourselves and a lot of our colleagues. And a lot of doctors wanted to be doctors and sort of struggled through the science. Both of us really loved science.
Both of
us thought about academic careers in science. I actually thought very seriously about getting a PhD in, of all things, physical chemistry.
Okay.
Yeah, I quite honestly, I wasn't quite sure I had the math chops for that, because that's pretty heavy math. But I just loved it. So one bent was just the love of science. I majored in biochemistry. My minor was history of science. And then on the other side of it and this is where I really don't want to sound corny.
Okay. I don't think you can. Frankly, I think you sound interesting to me.
the Telluride Mountaineering School.
Yeah,
wrote about was a rather unique situation. I'll give you a little more background than you might need.
In fact, Dr. Hund had given me exactly what I needed when he shared his article on guiding. Here's another excerpt. A raft glides quietly on the entry tongue of a quiet water before it drops into the chaos of a big river rapids. Your mouth turns acid. You take a breath and then pull the oars. You learn composure. Last time, I got too far right at Hants Creek Rapids. Two dry bags and two passengers overboard. Got them back in the boat, but the teacher from Des Moines nearly drowned. I didn't sleep that night. I didn't sleep last night either, because here is Hants Creek Rapids again this morning. Act cool and confident. Act because they need it. Act because I need it. Years later, Code Blue or the frightened eyes of pulmonary edema weren't so scary to me. I was surprised by my calm. Then I realized where I learned it. Before I ever heard it from a medical mentor, the backcountry taught me that good judgment comes from experience, which comes from bad judgment. Wilderness taught me this by direct consequence. The price of experience is sometimes regret.
In the 60s and 70s, when the outdoor thing began, there was Dave Farney, who started the Telluride Mountaineering School, and there was a couple other people, including a guy named Paul Petzold, who you might have heard of. Paul Petzold was very instrumental in bringing Outward Bound to the United States and to Colorado, and then Paul Petzold got pissed off at Outward Bound and went and founded the Knowles, the National Outdoor Leadership School. And so Dave and Paul were sort of contemporaries, knew each other, argued with each other all the time. Dave's program was different in a couple of ways. He didn't want to get as big as Outward Bound and Knowles did. And Dave ran a program that involved two groups of about 30 guys. And Dave also had a women's program. And so there was a guys program and a girls program. Yeah. And but Dave also was very much old school in a way. You know, he was, if it's not too sexist a phrase, he was going to make a man out of you. And basically a lot of, you know, he had too much money maybe and not enough time for the children. A lot of the guys I went through guide school with were from Exeter and Andover, privileged places like that. And my family home was a mess, and so my grandmother paid for me to go out there.
There's a beautiful act right there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, look at the longevity of that particular moment of generosity on her
changed
part.
My life. And I went through the mountaineering school and then the second year the guide school. So it was a two-phase thing. Mm-hmm. And it was not a get out there and conquer the wilderness and be macho. It was very much of a, you know, live within the wilderness, mountaineering, river running, deserts. And that was a big part of it. But the other part of it was, I mean, no kidding, here we are at this somehow, you know, somewhat macho, if you will, program. Yeah. But Dave is also quoting from Eric Fromm's book, The Art of Loving.
From guiding. Climbing teaches that, like a rope, trust has two ends, belaying and on belay. You had to know both. Trust was found elsewhere as well. Sometimes, if the evening light was right and the fire wasn't too smoky, and you could find the right kind of quiet, you might, as the guide, create a trusted space for stories, dreams, or fears. I learned this long before I read of sacred space in medicine. Now I sometimes imagine a quiet campfire at the foot of the hospital bed as I sit and pause and make myself still. We learn the large kindness of small acts. Take some of the stragglers' loads, do the dishes, clean the boats. Now I adjust a pillow or raise the head of the bed.
So, to finally answer your question, from that, in addition to confidence and all those other things, what I don't know quite how to write about without sounding real corny is that sense that, this is, well, like Freud said, you know, work and love. And so those two threads, the science and then finding some work and love, came together. Does that start to answer your question?
It not only answers the question, and although it begs an evening around a fire.
It did not sound corny at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It sounded heartfelt and honest. And,
yeah.
Well, you know, that's the stuff we need in our life, especially right now. We need to hear this.
Part of our program was a solo where you went out and sat under a tree by yourself for like 3 days. I remember Dave came by at the end of mine and he, you know, we sort of talked about my strengths, my weaknesses, where I needed to work on as a guide, as a, you know, character development, whatever. And he observed, Fred, you know, you have a lot of love to give. Now, you know, you don't think of that in a Paul Petzold, Macho Knowles, or Howard Bound type of thing, but that was what was unique about Dave's. Yeah.
I had no idea. I had, you know, and I love knowing just a glimpse of that. And talk about how many trajectories this man altered.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the good that came from it. That's the downstream that he had no idea necessarily, right?
Well, he certainly had that agenda. I mean, he made no pretense about it. He, you know, this wasn't just about learning how to tie a prussic knot.
Right, right.
I mean, this was, I'm going to help you grow up and grow into the kind of person you should be. And and he was pretty explicit about that.
Yeah.
And it turned off some people, but and there were there were everything from world famous mountain climbers to captains of industry, CEOs of major corporations, to just regular Joes like me.
You're pretty darn good, regular Joe, if I may say so.
Yeah.
It's this idea that I like. There, it's incalculable, right? The amount of good that has happened in the world because of that, because of that man and all of you who went through there.
Yeah.
Quite amazing.
Yeah. We should all cast such a shadow.
One last excerpt from Guiding by Dr. Fred Hund. Guiding was a tough job like medicine. Being a good guide was an ideal. I kept trying and learning, falling short and trying and learning some more. I never mastered it. I finally realized I never would. I'm a better doctor for what I learned as a guide. Some of the lessons were very hard, but they have lasted. Most else has changed. We used to treat PVCs, but now we don't. We didn't treat an LDL of 120, and now we do. But this is still the same. Medicine still asks a lot of us. There is still the page in the middle of the night, the make yourself get out of bed, and the walk right into pulmonary edema and wide-eyed fear, and yet remain composed and know what to do and how to calm and comfort. It is for them a new wilderness. They need a good guide. In our conversation, I loved how Dr. Hund talked about his mentor, Dave Farney, how Dave changed the trajectory of his life. I mean, just imagine what it must have been like sitting underneath that tree when Dave talked with a 17-year-old Fred Hund at the end of his three-day solo, discussing his strengths and weaknesses. "You've got a lot of love to give," Dave Farney said. I think that's just exactly what Dr. Fred Hund has done. You can read the article Guiding by Fred Hund at the one.centricare.com website. If you have a story to share or know someone who does, email me at myy@centricare.com. Until next time, you take good care.
You asked. It was a long story.
It's a darn good story.